And in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki for the local news department. This is Borough Business. It's our call-in show, and we're joined in the studio today by Petersburg Borough Mayor Mark Jensen and Bob Lynn, Assembly Member for the Borough of Petersburg. This is the first Borough Business call-in show in a long time since the Assembly has been on a noon and noon schedule throughout the summer. They're back to their regular schedule of one noon meeting to for the first meeting of the month, and then a 6 p.m. meeting for the second in the meeting in the month. And they'll be on that through the winter and spring months, probably. So we'll be able to have Borough Business again and at least once a month and talk about what's on the agenda for tonight and other issues. You're welcome to call in if you have a question or comment at 772-3808. And we'll dive right in. It's not a very full agenda for tonight's meeting, but we're going to be talking a little bit more about South Harbor and the Corps of Engineers and how that will all play out between the Borough of Petersburg. And I guess there's a feasibility study to be done. Mark, what's the latest on this project and the decision you have to make tonight on this issue?
Well, it goes back in August. It was brought before us, and we at that point agreed to go forward with it, and think it's $325,000 we'd put up, and the Corps matches that, and they do a study. And until that study's done, you don't really know, you know, how much of it I think they're going to pay. So there is a possibility that they could take on the responsibility of keeping the entrance and exits to that South Harbor open, and that would be their responsibility forever. So if that came out of it, I think it, you know, would be a worthwhile endeavor, but we don't know what the cost is going to be yet, to my knowledge. Is that right, Bob?
Yeah. The other side of that was is that we should get out of it essentially what how much dredging needs to be done in the South Harbor and parts of the South Harbor along that face. The actual quantities and what needs to be done should be a result of that.
And some of the dredging will still be the responsibility of the borough as well, because you have to upkeep under the inside part that's really filling in with sand. Is that right?
Correct. They won't do under any of the floats. It's just the entrance and exit to the harbors. And I was think there was some discussion about the skiff row inside the dock, dredging that too. So we'll just have to see.
Which is really filling in.
It's
getting pretty tight in there.
I imagine you have to have high tide for a decent-sized skiff to get in and out of there, which is...
Yeah, on some of those floats, even the bigger boats have to wait for the tides to be right to come in and out now.
Right.
On the outside fingers. And most of the inside, though, would be our would be the borough's responsibility, because I don't think that would be part of the Corps' since they're not, it wouldn't be navigable, so to speak, from their perspective.
Right. I think it's just entering and exiting the harbor.
Yeah.
So the basin there. So.
And you have an agreement between the borough and the Corps to authorize borough manager to sign tonight, I think. Does that agreement commit the borough to that kind of maintenance long-term at this point, or just no?
It's, just to the study. Okay. And then I think once you get the results of the study, it'll give you, you know, the in-detailed information on, you know, like volumes and cost to the different entities involved.
Okay. So this sound like both of you support having the borough sign that agreement?
Yeah, I think at this point we need to get a little bit more information about it. The costs of actually doing the dredging and so forth, I think then that becomes another issue.
Right.
We're looking at there are estimates, I think, in their their first go round were $6 or $7 million, I think it was.
I can't recall.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, yeah, but that's yet to be determined as part of this study.
As far as I know, the manager is still in favor of it. You know, at least we'll get the study out of it. We'll know what, you know, we need to do and what the cost should be going forward for the borough, and how much of it the Corps will, you know, fess up.
Okay. All right, so we'll hear more about that tonight. Also on tonight, you're going to be looking at signing a vice mayor as well as people to various committees and that kind of thing. This is an annual thing that the mayor and assembly do. Any thoughts on that process? You guys go through this every year, so.
Nope. Well, unless somebody doesn't want to accept the appointment, or if someone wants to get appointed to a seat that somebody's been in, I would intend to just keep it like it was in the last couple of years. One thing we're going to have to address later, like in November, December, is the SEPA board appointment, voting member and alternate. We only have one voting member and one alternate this year, and then 3 years from now we'll have two again of each. So
okay.
We'll see how that goes.
So the at-large position this year for that goes to, is it Ketchikan or Wrangell this year?
Ketchikan, okay. And the year following year is Wrangell, then it's Ketchikan again, then it's us. That's the rotation. One thing we need, you know, I'd like to bring up is there's a lot of vacant seats on different boards. I'm trying to find it here on the iPad.
And I know you have a decision to make to, you have a resignation on the Historic Preservation Commission and also an appointment on that.
So. Right. I believe Paulie Lee's going to retire and Jill Williams has expressed interest. So here it is. Here's the vacancies we have on the boards. We're seeking interest for the school board, one seat, hospital board, there's three vacant seats. Planning Commission, there's one. And the Public Safety Advisory Board, there's one vacant seat. And it'd really be, all of them are important, but it'd be real nice to get the Planning Commission filled so they could have meetings to address situations when they come up so you know, people don't have to wait to get permits and variances and stuff.
And these would be one-year appointments, I think, until the next election.
Right, until 2017, October.
If people just wanted to try it out for that time and then see if they liked it or not, they can get that information from the borough clerk's office, I think, on how to sign up.
Yep, and then just email the borough or call Debbie and Debbie Thompson, our borough clerk, and we could get you signed up.
All right. Well, speaking of this, we just had the local election, and congratulations to Mark because you got reelected. You had no opposition for your seat, but just give me your thoughts on the local election results. That was a pretty resounding message from voters about the only ballot proposition for prohibition on commercial sales. Any thoughts after that vote? Or?
Well, I was surprised it was that big of a margin, but I kind of thought it was going to go that direction. In retrospect, I think the Assembly did the right thing when the people got the initiative petition, and instead of having a special election, we put it on the ballot and saved $15,000 or so. And now the people have voiced their opinion, so I think we should be able to just move forward. Hopefully there's not any hard feelings. I'm sure there is, but... I would also like to thank all the people that supported me running unopposed and still have got 80% of the people that voted for me. So thanks for your support. I'll try to do a good job.
Yeah, three more years for you.
Yep.
Bob, did you take any special message out of the election results, either in the ballot question or any of the other results? Or?
Well, I'm very pleased that the ballot measure passed as, as strong as it did. It's almost 2-1, so to speak. And I think that sends a pretty clear message of what folks would like to see. And in that respect, I think it was very good. And the turnout was fairly good, for this election. And that I'm very pleased with, too.
Yeah, I think it was a good turnout. There was a record of absentee ballots, I think 250-ish or something like that, if I remember what Debbie Thompson told me. So. Mm-hmm. People wanted to get their opinion out there, and they did.
All right. Mark, you mentioned SEPA as well, and I know you had a chance to go down and see the Swan Lake Dam project a couple months back. And anything to report on that? Is it look like it's working out well in the project?
It was very interesting. And a bunch of us went up to the lake and got to get right on the spillway and look at what they were doing. And it looks like it's coming along. Hopefully it'll be done by November, the end of November. They've run into a couple little hiccups along the way. The last one I heard of was there's a barge that they put together in the lake up inside the spillway that they have a small rubber-tired crane on and a big crane on the beach that hands it the parts. But the water was so far down with this dry spell, they couldn't lift it out of there. So hopefully once they get it done, there's enough water to fill it.
That's amazing. They were worried about getting it down lower earlier on in the year. So.
Right, yeah. I've got some pictures I'd like to share. I'll try to get them to the borough clerk, and maybe she could circulate them. They're pretty interesting.
And for people who don't know, this is the main or one of the main power sources that's down in Ketchikan, but it's also one of the two projects owned by SEPA and provides power to Petersburg, Wrangell, Ketchikan. And as I understand it, most of the electricity on the grid is provided by Swan Lake while this project is going on in order to keep that lake level down.
It is. I think recently with the low water, they were trying to build the lake back up. And so Tai was actually running 20 megawatts. It was running full bore.
Okay. So. All right. Great. All right. Well, thanks for that update. And also, you're going to have, I think, continue an ongoing discussion on the three docks that the state has proposed to give to the borough. The decision isn't tonight. I think it comes later in this fall, right, about whether to take Entrance Island, Kubernoff, and Papke's.
Right. And we said we'd address it officially after the election, so we had the new seated officials in place. And tonight we're just going to talk about it. The comment period is over officially, and we'll start the first meeting in November. So we'll have the third reading on it, the first meeting in December, which will be around the 7th. I received a phone call from Mike Lucian at the state DOT Friday, and I returned his call this morning, but haven't heard from him. But we did talk to his boss, I think his last name is Lucan, during Southeast Conference, the manager and I, we kind of just, gave him our feelings. Not that the assembly's taken any formal action, but
A DOT commissioner.
Yeah.
Okay. And is it an all or nothing deal with the three docks, or can we say? I know it sounded like Entrance Island is in really bad condition, and there isn't seeming to be much interest in taking that one over.
No, I don't think there is, and it makes sense. It's so far away, and I don't think it really provides much for the borough. The deal was originally we take all three, we'd get $500,000, and then GLOW had a discussion with them, and they brought it up to like $725,000. But then when we started talking about not wanting Entrance Island, it went back to the original figure. But it's still going to be, tough to take them over with the cost condition they're in.
Bob, any thoughts on that discussion? Or?
No, I think we've got some really good comments from folks on this. I particularly like some of the comments about funding and their ideas of how going about doing business that I think needs further discussion.
Right. So we'll have, three readings, and the second reading will be the public hearing, and you could come and talk about it even tonight if you wanted to, voice your opinion. So, yeah, I think Debbie was going to, she already has compiled them into a summary form, all the comments, and she's going to fine-tune that a little bit, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, I think those are the issues I see on the agenda for tonight. Bob, am I missing anything?
There was one. There's a, I think, a $15,000 grant from Homeland Security to Petersburg, and what that was, or what that is for more upgrade of the radio system, particularly for the, I believe, for the vehicles, and it ties into the work that's already being done.
Yeah, one little note, though. I don't know if I'm sure people that drive, everybody drives through Main Street to look at the municipal building, how it's coming along. I did a tour there about 3 weeks ago, and it was, you could see what it was going to be. It was pretty nice. The cells were in place, and now I guess upstairs painted and
starting to look like a building.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think they might even have some heat in there now.
All right, great. All right, well, thank you both very much for coming in. We'll hear more from Borough Assembly tonight at 6 p.m. You can hear that broadcast live on KFSK. Coming up next, we have Street Beat Music. Chuck Rose is your host.